That was Pitbull featuring John Ryan playing Fireball tonight on KC107.7, the sound that truly sets you free. And tonight I truly have a fireball in the studio with me, Irishen Bredenkamp. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing amazing tonight. Such a wonderful experience to be here.
Wonderful. So it's school holidays for you, am I right? And you're in your last year.
Yes.
Are you enjoying the holidays?
Yes and no, because prelims are coming up and it's not coming slowly, it's coming fast. So last time I checked, it's like, what, 58 days until prelims? Or
really?
Yeah. It's coming fast.
And the matric ball?
Oh, that's like next month, the 2nd of October.
Dress and everything sorted.
Yeah.
That's cool. So let's dive into tonight, why we've got you here. You've been involved in drama since grade one, and that's a 12-year journey. So can you share a moment from those early years that made you fall in love with performing?
So definitely the fact that I can express myself in other characters that I cannot play on the daily basis, or I cannot be in on a daily basis, because you don't know what's going, like, uh-huh. You don't know what I'm thinking at the moment, and like, yeah. So a moment that you're like really like made me fall in love with drama is definitely the one audition that I think it was for, say, it was the Fierce. So Lukman Adams was there. I was like shaking and everything. I forgot my words. I was like crying at the background when I like forgot it. But it definitely like showed me like not every moment is gonna be like perfect, like, oh, it's gonna be spot on. So you have to like get into the moment and like forget everything like else was going around you. I feel like that's the most important thing that I feel like made me in love.
Wonderful. You know, I'm listening to you and your excitement and everything, and you're bursting with excitement. And you just said drama is when you have to be in that moment.
Yeah.
And love that moment. That's such a nice way to learn to be mindful in your life. For all of us struggling with a lot of things on our plate, you know. Yeah. Anyway, balancing matric, music, acting, and mentoring is no easy task. So how do you manage your time and still bring passion and on each creative level outlet?
Okay, so there's like a whole schedule. So from what? I arrive at school like what? At 10 to 7, 20 to 7. Then I'm at school till 2. Then it's like drama at 5 o'clock. So it's like where your creativity flows and you switch off your academic brain. So it's a lot. But definitely what helps me is a schedule, because I'm really like on point with things. And if things doesn't go right, I'm stressing out. So ask my father. I'm really like, if things doesn't go my way, I will shout at people, sorry, but I will shout at people for like, why is this not going right? And yeah, so for me it's definitely a schedule that helps me keep your track balance of what I do next. So yeah.
It's actually a good method to have, you know. Most of us don't schedule and it goes haywire
and goes with the flow. I can't go with the flow.
Yeah,
if I go with the flow, I'm, what am I supposed to do next? It's like,
so your day is planned out to the T.
Yeah, to the minute.
Wow. I'm gonna watch you. You're a pianist, a trombonist in a jazz band, orchestra. What does music give you that theater or poetry doesn't, and how do the two worlds complement each other?
So, I mostly play like piano in my spare time, but for the jazz band and the orchestra, I play piano, trombone. Sorry, so it's very, it's also creative in a way where drama like it's also like, yeah, but it gives you like a sense of freedom, because music is more like musical stuff and at the background, but there you can outshine where, for example, you have the solo and you can play as loud as you can. But in drama, you can express your feelings just like being yourself. Mm. And yeah, I feel like, yeah. I feel like I've said enough to answer that question.
Wonderful. On that note, we'll be right back after this.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company. My company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, 'cause it feels so mystical, magical, oh baby. 'Cause once you know my love is so mystical, magical. My little heart to give, baby, I wanna give you the world. Not saying you gotta chase me, but I wouldn't mind it if you gave me just a little bit of something we can work it with. But all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, 'cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me eventually. Just sit back, relax, enjoy my company.
And that was Mystical, Magical by
Benson Boone.
There we go. That's the voice of Erishan Bredenkamp. You are still tuned in on KC107.7. Remember, it's a day before Madiba Day when we go give our 67 minutes. And don't miss on out on the socials, what's going on, and so and so and so. But we're back to this talented young lady. And this passion-driven lady, wow. I wish you can see there where you are at home, what I see here in the studio. Anyway, Marishan, as a young mentor, you're also a mentor at such a young age. What's the biggest lesson you try to pass on to others who are starting their artistic journey?
Wait, there's a lot of advice I can give to that person. But one thing that even my father said to me is just be yourself, be your authentic self, because you can't just envision yourself in other people's shoes and then expect other people or yourself to be that person. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you're only yourself, and yeah, you need to embrace yourself to get where you are, to be what. To get where you want to be one day. Yeah.
You said you're going to give some more advice. That was one piece. Give us one more.
Great.
You are so, you know, for your youth, you are so rich with wisdom. And that's beautiful to see at such a young age. And we can also say, we can account it to mommy and daddy.
Mm.
How they rear you and what they bring into your life. So a big ups to them. So.
Okay, another piece of advice is believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're going to get nowhere. I myself don't feel like every time that, oh, I want to pursue something. Oh, you know, I can't do this, or no, I'm not good enough. Mm. But then my father and mother reminds me, like, why do you think that? Why down yourself so much if you can do it? No, so definitely believe in yourself is one thing I take with me every single day.
Beautiful. Wow. If you could create your dream production, combining theater, music, poetry, and voice work, what would it look like and what message would you want to leave with the audience?
Okay. So my dream, like, my dream production involving, like, sound and everything.
Mm.
Okay, so the actors, like... Okay, I have to include my best friend. Kimlin, you are one of the main characters. Okay, and then the other characters I can get along the way. Mm. The music side. Okay, I have to include my favorite artist as well. Bruno Mars, you're also here if you're listening this. Okay, poetry. I need the wisdom of Breitenbach. So... I feel like he could have, like, helped me in that sense of direction. And what was the other thing?
Voice work.
Who has a
theater, nice? Music, poetry, and voice work. That's your production.
Voice work. Who has a nice voice? I myself. I have to include myself in there, but because who else is gonna do the lovely voices over there? So, so yeah, I feel like that is gonna be like the main cast of it all. And then the message I want to bring is definitely, no matter the circumstances you're in, there is always a path that's gonna lead you through the darkness of it all.
Wow, so beautiful. You do sing.
No. I can't sing for my life. Okay, but I sing in the shower, though.
Okay,
so.
Yes. Can you sing us a piece in the shower? Finish off, sing, take us through this night. I mean, we've got just this bubbly personality here, you know.
One thing I have to say is, I don't think I can say it, but I got rejected from the choir like 3 times, so I don't think I'm going to sing tonight.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think you will do a good radio presenter.
Oh, thank you.
Can you, I would love to say from my side, thank you. Thank you for your bubbliness, for your passion, for your youth, and for your vision, what you have. And I wish you well on your journey. But... will you close off this interview, please, as a radio presenter?
Okay. Now, that was Irish and Bredenkamp with her lovely, bubbly personality. So we're going to close this evening off with a song that, you know, that's going to chill you the night through. That was The Sound That Set You Free.